Hello there. This edition of the Edgar podcast is on South African player Robin Rambo Singh, a champion golfer, the first winner of a G4D Tour net event, and a remarkable man. I lost a leg. Others have lost legs and arms. It's not the end of the world, Robin Singh explains to us. I had an accident in 1991 and had the amputation done in 1992, and I never looked back. I accepted it. That's life. If you're confident in what you're doing, nothing is going to stop you. That was then. Fast forward to January 2024, and Robin Rambo Singh was able to feel the intense satisfaction of competitive honours, victory in a major international golf tournament, when he lifted up the handsome trophy at the end of the G4D Tour Ras Al Khaimah Championship in the heat of the United Arab Emirates. Robin Singh was used to the beat of the sun coming from Durban, South Africa, and also well used to the pressures of life, the opportunities and near misses. But taking this title, the G4D Tour being at the pinnacle of Golf for the Disabled, or G4D, was of course a special victory in his golfing career after difficult years. Today, Robin is 66 years old. As a boy, he fell in love with golf and worked as a caddy to learn the layers of the game. In 1991, the game that drove him on and which he could play so well was snatched away in a car accident. The sport then lost Robin for a decade, and only a chance meeting in a supermarket with a fellow injured player would bring him back. And now it was unfinished business. It was more than 30 years after the surgery, and Robin was helping to make golfing history as the G4D Tour marked another milestone in its drive to promote inclusivity with its first net tournament in Ras Al Khaimah. This innovative move showcased an entire new field of 10 golfers with a range of impairments, 8 men and 2 women, from 7 nations who qualified via the net world ranking. Robin Singh himself qualified ranked 7th in the net off a 10.2 handicap, and they were teeing it up in the second event of the 2024 season in the 2-round tournament at Al Hamra Golf Club. Robin was actually one of 4 amputee players taking part. And against a strong field, he proved to be the competitor who best married technique and good form with handling this unique test of playing on the same challenging course at Al Hamra and in the same week as the household names, the professionals from the DP World Tour. Singh plays with an uncommon prosthetic on his right leg. A skilled shot maker and shaper of the ball, his signature shot is a draw. He's a gritty player, known to be hard to beat. The South African was able to relax after a second round 2-over par 74 helped him to victory, although he revealed that he contemplated giving up during the first round after he played his first 8 holes in a very disappointing 9-over par. But after some words of encouragement from members of staff at Edgar, Rambo as he is known to his old friends, a nickname he earned for facing a challenge head-on, then recovered to play the back 9 in 4-under as he took that momentum into the final day. He tells us, Scott Bennett, the Edgar marketing advisor, said to me, don't give up. Seriously, I was really about to give up. He told me to go for it and he knew I could do it. The back 9 I played very well and went 1 over. I was plus 5, 1 behind the leader. The second 9 today wasn't bad at all. It was just an awesome day. I've got to thank the G4D Tour, the DP World Tour, Edgar and Al Hamra Golf Club. The condition was beautiful. It was a good layout, a challenging layout, but all the players who played this week must have enjoyed it. We're looking forward to more of these. Robin was clearly delighted to take the opportunity that the G4D Tour has given players from the net ranking. Many of these players in this category are highly competitive golfers who can score well, but may not quite hit the ball the distances to win at the highest level in gross scoring on the G4D Tour. Robin told us, I was very blessed and appreciated that the G4D Tour has net tournaments this year, which gives golfers like us with higher handicaps the chance to showcase ourselves on an international platform. I know it's going to go from strength to strength. This is all a far cry from the young golfer who caddied and taught himself back in South Africa. I started playing golf at the age of 12, said Robin, and in my younger days I also learned as a caddy at Hewlett's Country Club, now Mount Edgecombe Country Club. I had no coach. I had to learn by myself, but I loved the game and I've always worked hard at it to keep improving. My family has always been with me when it came to pursuing my golf. This has really helped too. In his late teens and early 20s, Robin became entranced with the playing style of the great Seve Ballesteros, two men on different continents of similar age, who both had a rich love of the game. My hero when I was growing up was Seve Ballesteros, who I much admired for how he showed the world what great golf can look like, said Robin. The way he played the game, his attitude, discipline and respect for golf made him one of the greatest players of all time. I learned a lot from him, and he will always be my hero. Robin couldn't quite keep up with the Spaniard on the golf course, but nevertheless he was capable of playing his own excellent golf. In September 1991, he was on a good run of form off a handicap of 4 when he was seriously injured in the car accident that threatened his life and could so easily have finished golf for him permanently. He says, "Both my legs were fractured. My right leg was damaged very badly and needed amputation above the knee in October 1992. I thank first the Almighty for giving me a second chance and also myself for accepting my disability and moving on in my life." Robin added, "After my accident, I didn't play for 10 years or so. I met another physically challenged golfer called Reggie. We actually met at the hypermarket and I then started playing with other golfers with a disability. So I lost a leg. Others have lost legs and arms. It's not the end of the world. I accepted it. That's life. If you're confident in what you're doing, nothing is going to stop you. I played in the early events staged by the South African Disabled Golf Association, a number of which Robin won. Fast forward to 2021 and I earned a series of nice victories, and today I'm excited to have climbed into the top 10 of the world rankings for net." Although clearly a modest guy, 3 decades after his surgery, he has become something of a standard bearer for other people with an amputation, who may be considering a way back into sport for the first time. So if you are or you know a person with an amputation or limb difference, have you stopped to wonder about how the sport of golf might offer a great new adventure? The opportunities are there at all levels of what's known as G4D, Golf for the Disabled. EDGA, which has 39 national golf federations as members, runs, badges or supports around 120 tournaments internationally for gross, net and Stableford categories. Among those who become regular players, an estimated 34% of all golfers registered to play in G4D world ranking tournaments are amputees or have limb difference, 34%, which makes up the largest impairment category in the growing international tournament schedule. In the G4D Tour event that Robin won in January, he along with fellow leg amputees Kevin Cassidy of Ireland and Kenji Motoki of Japan and arm amputee Kevin Delaney of Canada were all contesting for the title. Rambo Singh would win this time but was just one shot ahead of Ontario's Kevin Delaney, amputee players in the top 2 placings. Of course, these players did not start out as world beaters, and even if they played before amputation, every player has to find their own way of playing the game. EDGA's Head of Instruction and Education, Mark Taylor, says, "Professional coaches are available for new players with amputations or limb differences. Coaches who can take care of every aspect of learning the game, tailoring your swing so that it is no longer about your impairment, but about your potential to start playing a good standard of golf, enjoying the experience out there in the fresh air on a beautiful golf course." So Robin, who is a right leg above knee amputee, has a trail leg amputation and uses a very uncommon, in golf terms, prosthesis. He says, "I had no coach, I had to do it myself. My signature shot is a draw. It is challenging when I play any shot from sloping ground or uneven lies. It is very difficult for me as I can't bend at the knees because of the above knee amputation. I used to try to play using crutches, but this was really difficult. But my prosthesis now helps me a lot and I have developed a consistent swing again." Golf is not merely about technique. It is also about bolstering the spirit, fostering well-being and a sense of achievement. Robin said, "My life changed when I became disabled, but I didn't let this hinder my life. I accepted it and adapted with this condition because life must go on. Golf has helped me physically and mentally because I can deal with my disability both on and off the course. Robin thanked the Phoenix Golf Club in South Africa, Christy Govender, and also his family for helping with expenses for what became such a wonderful journey for him in the United Arab Emirates. Robin added, "The G4D Tour, Edgar, and the DP World Tour are doing a fantastic job, and I know they will get a lot more players and tournaments in the years to come. The publicity I have received has been greatly appreciated, and I think this can definitely open the minds of people with disabilities to start playing golf, and it is something they will love. All the players taking part in G4D can encourage and inspire other players to play, and I hope I am also doing this, as I've been similarly inspired in the past. I feel I have earned respect for my game and also helped inspire my fellow players. I have also been delighted to teach the game to new players, young and old, and share my story with them." And it is an amazing story, from the joy of playing shots like his hero Seve as a young man, to the despair of the accident and losing touch with the game he loved, while 30 years or so later, people all over the world will have seen a winner, a golfer who happened to have an impairment, playing some sparkling shots, and then lifting an elegant trophy up high in the sunshine. I am sure Seve would have been much impressed. This Edgar podcast was written and narrated by Ben Evans, and the sound production was by Martin Maynard of Sounds Good. You can find more stories of people with a disability thriving through golf in the profiles section of the Edgar website at edgargolf.com, and you can contact members of our team through the website.